Someone asked me if he could do repairs in a church. He's contracted with a certain church, and typically he sends other repairmen to actually go into the sanctuary. The current church that he's working on is actually very much near his office, so it's a little bit uncomfortable for him to send someone else. And the inside of the church was burnt completely, so it's completely empty. There are no rituals, objects in the church, and the question is, could he oversee the repairs in the church itself? Mishnah of Avodah Zarah tells us in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet that it's forbidden to go to a city of idolatry, even a city, and the Rambam in his commentary laments the fact that we have no choice, we have to go to a city where there is idolatry there. But the Rambam concludes and he says that Kavachomer Ladin based on Avodah Zarah Atzmo, certainly that we should stay away from a house of Avodah Zarah. Shekimat Osir Lahavit Bo, you shouldn't even look at it. Kol Shekein Lekarev Elav, you can't even come close to it. But Kol Shekein Likonais Elav, and certainly you should not enter into it. And there are essentially two different reasons to why we're not allowed to enter a church. One is found in, let's say, in the Ritva, in Mesechus Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, in the Ritva's commentary, and he says, "Is Chashina Lechashta." We're concerned of Chashad, we're concerned that if you enter into a church, the people will think that maybe you are worshiping idols. There's another opinion that's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, based on Al Tifnu El Ho Elilim, that you shouldn't give kavod, give honor to a pagan image, because you're not, based on this, you can't go into a house of idolatry, because there you're giving kavod, you're giving honor to something that is repugnant in the eyes of God. Two different reasons again. One is a concern of chashad, a concern that people are going to think you're worshiping idolatry. And the second is that when you go into a house of idolatry, you are giving honor to something that is spiritually repugnant. The standard opinion amongst most Rishonim is that a church, the Christianity, is, or the belief in the Trinity, which is called Shituf, is viewed as an idolatry for a Jew, but maybe not for a non-Jew. For a non-Jew, it's arguable that it's not considered idolatry, but for a Jew, the standard opinion is that it is considered idolatry. A notable exception is the Meiri, who may argue that it might not be considered idolatry for a Jew, but the standard opinion, almost all Rishonim say that it is considered idolatry. And in fact, in Moshe Feinstein, in Yerodei Chelek Gimel, Simon Kufchav Tes, he writes that even to enter into a church, Afli Kodesh Rach Lahabi Betsuros, Shehoyu Yudum Shirach Lenoi Nasu, even to go and just to admire the artwork, that still is forbidden. There is a question, what if you're doing, if what you're doing is clearly not because you're admiring the church, or you're clearly going for some other reason, where there's clearly no concern that we're thinking you're worshiping the church there, nor are we thinking that you're giving honor. So there's a tshuva, tshuvas v'hanhogos krach beis simon taf yud, where Moshe Sternbach was asked, imutter latzbiya lebechiros bepo Johannesburg, ba'ulam hamachuber lebeis alilim shelahem, where it was permitted to vote in the annex to the, not in the church sanctuary itself, but in ulam, a hall, a room that was connected to the sanctuary. And Moshe Sternbach concludes that it is, it's better obviously not to have the voting taking place there, but he says that because this is a done deal, so he writes that clearly you're not, if you want to vote, so you would be allowed to enter to vote in this room that's next. It's on the church premises, but it's not in the sanctuary itself. So he thought that you were allowed to vote because it's nikar, it's recognized, it's clear that you're only going to vote and you're not going to pray or to admire the church, and therefore he thinks it's permitted. So the question is, would this apply in the church sanctuary itself? Would an electrician allowed to do work at a church? Because similarly, Maris Ayin, concerns that maybe you're worshiping idols there, doesn't apply, and you're not giving kavod to the church, you're simply doing work in the church. And again, the person asked me the question, I'm not doing electrical work, but it's a similar question. If you're doing work in a church, so presumably those two reasons don't apply. Number one, we're not concerned that you are worshiping idol, that you're worshiping Christianity, you're, you know, doing some Christian rituals there, nor are we concerned that you're giving kavod to the church. You're simply getting paid. You have a job. So the real question is, even if the reasons may not apply, once the rabbis made the gezeira that you can't enter a church for those reasons, even if the reasons don't apply, maybe they made a blanket gezeira, and therefore you can't enter into a church. It's not so clear. So that's really the question. So in an antechamber, in a room next to the sanctuary, it seems if you need to vote, if you need to do work in the room next to it, that should be permitted, according to some poskim. But in the church itself, it's not so clear again. If the reasons don't apply, was there a gzeira anyway, a rule anyway, that you can't enter the church regardless? Rabbi Willig told me that he's not sure about this. Is there a blanket issa or not? So he says, better not to. And even if it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, that you have to, it's your job to go into the church, but if you can send someone else, even if it's a little uncomfortable, better do that. If there's a real need, then there might be room to be lenient. In my situation, the question that was asked to me, there's not a real need, it's a little uncomfortable, so better not to go into a church if you're going to lose your job. If it's something that's a real need, there's room to be lenient to do work in the church itself.